Coming up next on The World and Everything in It, World Tour with Onize Ohikere.
We begin today's global news roundup here in Nigeria. Nigeria's outgoing President Muhammadu Buhari on Monday commissioned Africa's biggest single-train oil refinery in the commercial hub of Lagos State. Nigerian businessman Aliko Dangote builds the $19 billion refinery that also includes a fertilizer plant, power station, and a deep-sea port. He says it should help meet the country's demands and also scale up exports.
We have built a refinery with a capacity of 650,000 barrels per day of crude oil, plus 900,000 metric tons of polypropylene in a single train, which is the largest built ever.
Nigeria is a top oil producer, but still imports refined petroleum products for use. Several refineries have shut down over oil theft, structural neglect, and pipeline vandalism. The newly launched plant is expected to begin operations in July. We head over to Colombia, where authorities are searching for four missing children. The children were on board a single-engine propeller plane with their mother, a guide, and the pilot when it crashed over 3 weeks ago in the Amazon jungle. Colombian troops found the wrecked plane last week, along with the bodies of the three adults. Indigenous community members have joined in the search for the children. This indigenous man says he believes they can still find the children inside the jungle. A Colombian special police command has also dropped flyers from helicopters with a message for the children. We head next to Moldova. Tens of thousands of Moldovans gathered in the capital of Chisinau on Sunday to support the country's bid to join the European Union. They waved EU flags, sang, and chanted. Moldova is sandwiched between Ukraine and Romania. The country became a candidate for the EU last June, 4 months after Russia invaded Ukraine. Moldova hopes to join the bloc by 2030. Moldovan President Maia Sandu saying an EU membership will guarantee Moldova's security and peace. The Eastern European nation will host the European Political Community Summit next month. Next, to India. Residents across the country are battling sweltering weather conditions, with the temperature rising to 113 degrees Fahrenheit in some regions. The India Meteorological Department issued new heatwave warnings on Monday for several areas, including the capital, New Delhi. Somasen Roy is with the India Meteorological Department.
So low conditions are there. So that is a very dehydrating condition. Again, heatwave is a very silent killer.
Authorities in states like West Bengal shut down schools. Forecasters expect light rain and cloudy weather later in the week. We close today in the Philippines, where a massive blaze tore through a historic post office in the capital city. Firefighters brought the flames under control on Monday, more than 7 hours after the fire began. Authorities said it started in the basement of the five-story building. Investigators are looking into what started the fire. The Manila Central Post Office features high columns and a traditional neoclassical architecture. The national landmark was first built in 1926 and later reconstructed in 1946 after it suffered damage during World War II. That's it for this week's World Tour. Reporting for World, I'm Onize Ohikere in Abuja, Nigeria.